Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, welcome. This show is about key concepts. You can search the YouTube. You can go to seminars. You can accumulate data from books, magazines, so on and so forth. But my finding, my emphatic plea to you, my passion is to get you to integrate the higher concepts. Today, we're going to talk about stretching. Yeah, we all know how to do it, so we think. We all know what it means, so we think. My finding as a doctor is we're failing. We're failing. We're not putting the pieces together. We're trying, and that's good. You're going to the yoga classes, the Pilates classes, the stretch classes. You're looking at the videos. But when I watch you do it, I don't see the magic happen. Now, bigger systems of medicine, yoga in particular, Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, have attempted over the centuries to give you that essential understanding, the point to which you can cure your disease. Get rid of your back pain. If you really understand how to stretch, how to elongate tendon, how to realign tissue, you should not suffer from fibromyalgia. You should not suffer from arthritis in the spine. You should not suffer from facet syndromes. You should not suffer from, well, you shouldn't suffer from anything. Yoga is here to cure. But when I say yoga, it gets us off track. Yoga means too many things to too many people. So I'm not going to say yoga. I'm going to say learning to stretch. Then we relieve ourselves of all the stigmas. Learning to stretch. Don't turn off the radio. Don't walk away from this show. Because over the next 55 minutes, if you can take into yourself what I'm laboring to get to you, you'll hit another level of understanding about your health. And for those of you with fibromyalgia, yes, I'm talking to you specifically. Low back pain syndromes, mid back syndromes, cervical syndrome, so on and so forth. You got to get this down. But it's much bigger than that. I could start with the pineal gland. Again, if you're new to the show, get to the website if you can. If you're driving when you get home, get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's two T's, Straight Talk. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're on the site, as you should be, picture number 48, the pineal gland. Oh, why is he mentioning the pineal gland? I could start the show on stretching with the pineal gland. I'm not going to. I just wanted to fake you out. Did I fake you out? Do you understand why I could start the show on stretching with the pineal gland? I hope you understand that if you've heard my other shows. If you haven't, you have an excuse, a good excuse. Who's going to connect stretching your hamstrings with the basic driver of all electronic energy in the body, the pineal gland? It's where the magic and miracles is. I could start the show with the pineal gland. I'm not going to. Go to picture number one. How's that? Picture number one. If you're on the website under shows, you can't miss it. Picture number one. Click it. Upper body in four main types of standing posture. Which one are you? Are you balanced? Are you the flat back? Are you the sway back? Are you the kyphotic lordotic? Big words for is your spine crooked? What does this have to do with your fibromyalgia? Man, do you need to understand. Picture number two. Go to picture number two. Lordosis, kyphoplordosis, sway back, military posture. Do you know these people? Which one of them's you? None of them's you. You're an integration of all of them. Either way, whether you look like the first guy or the last guy, chances are you don't understand what alignment really means. Stretching's supposed to give you alignment. Alignment's supposed to give you that edge in releasing the muscle, the tendon, and pulling open the joint. So why isn't it working for you? You've got pain. You've tried yoga. You've written it off. You've stretched. You've written it off. You've tried Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, Pilates. You've written it off. You're circling around in chronic pain for years. Why isn't it working for you? You don't know how to stretch. I'm just going to give it to you straight. You don't. You go through the motions, but you don't inhabit the process. You've got to start with that understanding. Then I can teach you. Picture number three. A normal spine and a lordosis of the spine. Ladies, gentlemen, those of you with back pain, I don't care what kind. I'm talking all kinds. No kind excluded. If your back looks like that, yeah, it does. 6 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10, you have an exaggerated lumbar curve. It's because you don't know how to stretch that this sustains its problem. And that problem is once the weight of your body from that great big head of yours on that skinny little neck down through the shoulders, down through the pecs or breasts, into the thoracic spine, down onto the lumbar spine, into those crooked, twisted, high heel ridden, sneaker destroyed feet. Your line of pressure through that exaggerated lumbar curve is going to create disease in you. Not just fibromyalgia, not just low back pain, not just spondylolisthesis, not just spondylysis, not just lateral recess syndrome, not just canal stenosis, not just arthritis, spinal arthropathy, not just degenerated disc disease. Why do you all think that these are different problems? If you're thinking that way, don't think that way. Think a new way. Think the way I ask you to think. Learn to align the gravity lines from your head to your heels. And don't get lost in the trivia of these diagnoses. This is your vital, terrible, horrible mistake. I have this diagnosis. I have that diagnosis. No, I don't have arthritis. I have a grade 2 spondylolisthesis. No, I don't have that. I have a 4-millimeter disc bulge, right lateral. Tightly, just slightly impinging the nerve as it exits the foramina. No, I don't have that. I just have something slightly touching the dural sheath. And you repeat them off your tests, your CT scans, your MRIs, your X-rays. You just memorize it out of the mouth of your surgeon, your neurosurgeon, your orthopedic surgeon, your chiropractor, your whoever. And now you've defined it for yourself, and you're looking for a specific therapy for it. Big mistake. It is why you go around in circles, and too many of you do go around in circles. So get the concept here. No matter what you've got, that spine is crooked. Crooked one way or the other, who cares? Picture two, crooked one way or the other, who cares? Picture number one, crooked one way or the other, who cares? Picture number five, look at picture number five. You've seen this one on my shows before. There you are, figure one, Matt, wedding day. There you are, high school football coach, champ. There you are, back in the good old days before life got complicated. There you are, picture 32-pound. Image number two on that. So picture five, the second picture, the one in the middle. There you are 20 years later. Now you're in your happy 60s, your 70s. You know, you want to stay alive and happy for the grandkids, this kind of thing. There you are, you're 70, 75, 80. What happened? Are you understanding? You're a low back pain, your neck pain, your disease has to do with the imbalance in the posture. Stretching fixes this. Now, stretching what? There are structural muscles. There are muscles in your body that are very important to get acquainted with. I put the lower part of your body on the show today. I'm not going to deal with the upper part. But the lower part, the muscles down low, you could do a little research yourself. The muscles down low, the rectus femoris, the adductors, the hamstrings, the calf, the psoas, the diaphragm. These muscles down low control whether or not you're going to have, now go back to picture number three. These muscles I just mentioned, the psoas, the rectus femoris, the adductors, the hamstrings, the calves. These muscles are going to control whether or not you have exaggerated lumbar curve or a normal spine. And if you can shift from that exaggerated lumbar curve to the normal spine, you're going to help your pain syndrome. And if you're trying and you're not succeeding, there's reasons for it. And my point primarily with the show today, largely with the show today, is that you're going through the motions, but you're not really learning how to stretch. All right. Let's continue. Take a look at the rectus femoris. Now there you go to picture number seven. Go to picture number seven, click it on, rectus femoris. There. I've got the name of the muscle, X marks the spot. Now look at picture number eight. Now we isolated out the rectus femoris. We isolated it for you so you can really see it. There's two ends to that muscle. Both ends attach to bone. And I just want you to understand, where they attach to the bone is where the action is. It's what you've got to get to. It's what you've got to have relationship with. It's what you've got to isolate. Yoga is a system of isolations, not stretches. Hey, you yoga guys out there. The ones out there that do it. Are you getting to your tendon? I'll guarantee you half the time you're not. Don't be content just pulling on the muscle. You've got to get into the tendon. I'm going to repeat this a lot today. The tendon is where the muscle attaches to the bone. Achilles tendon, those stringy things. That's where the muscle attaches to the bone. If you're not pulling on the tendon when you're stretching, you're not isolating the muscle. If you're playing around with the middle of the muscle, with something along the muscle, if you have no other choice but to do that, so be it. But you better be getting to the tendon sooner or later, or you can forget the benefit. Those of you, I watch the women do this all the time, stuck in endless circular fibromyalgic patterns, polymyositis rheumatica, spinal arthritis, rheumatism as they used to call it, disc issues, facet syndromes, going to yoga classes, spending money in Pilates classes, going to dance classes, cardio bar classes, this class, that class, the other class. I'm sorry. I submit this humbly. You're missing it by a million miles. Because when I watch you actually stretch yourself, you have no concept of how to isolate the stretch into the tendon. I hope this is exciting to you. I hope this isn't causing you anxiety. I hope you're humble enough to submit that you don't know what you're doing. Most of the yoga taught in the United States today is ludicrous. It's a ludicrous debasement of what yoga truly is. All right, yeah, you don't like to hear it. Yoga people don't like to hear it either. I couldn't care less. It's a pathetic attempt to teach you to isolate into the tendon that attaches to the muscle. And if you don't inhabit your body and go through the step-by-step of actually learning that from somebody, intuit it, pray to God to give you the wisdom to journey it into your tissue, pay someone that knows what they're doing. But if that's not happening, then the rectus femoris is not going to lengthen where it attaches to the bone. Now let's take a look at some of these stretches. Here's picture number 9. Lovely young lady, right? Everybody puts lovely young ladies in pictures. I'm waiting for the portfolio that puts 95-year-old women in these types of poses. I need 90-year-old women with tons of wrinkles. I mean, Sharpay-like skin, just hanging down. And you have to train yourself to find the beauty in that. Forget these 21-year-old women. But no one's taking pictures like this. It's not the culture, is it? After you're 50, you're done. So here's this 20-year-old woman, whatever she is, and she's in this strap pose. She's trying to stretch her quadriceps. She's trying to get to the rectus femoris. Is that you? No, I don't mean are you a 21-year-old woman. I mean, have you tried that stretch? If you haven't tried that stretch for the quad, here's you. Here's a guy, a dude. Hey, dude. He's on the floor at 24-Hour Fitness or Equinox or LA Fitness. He's in some gym somewhere, and he's stretching his quads. Rectus femoris. Now, there's a bunch of quads. There's vastus medialis, vastus lateralis, rectus intermedius, but primarily you're looking at the rectus femoris because that's the one that can change the alignment, change the alignment. Change the alignment, change the alignment. It's the one that can change the alignment. If you're not isolating that muscle, pulling on the tendon, not the belly of the muscle, you're not going to change the alignment, and it's not going to help your low back. This show is not a recording. I'm repeating what's critical for you to understand. If this guy over here is not pulling on the origin and insertions of those muscles, he's doing nothing for himself, next to nothing. And I can guarantee you, looking at him in the pose, he's doing next to nothing. The woman is doing next to nothing. But you get the point. Now, here's a guy, picture number 11. This is a rather industrious picture here. Because now we're paying somebody. This guy knows what he's doing, this sports trainer, not the guy on the floor. They're probably two athletes. This guy on the floor, he's closer to the game. You see what he's doing? He knows if he doesn't lift up the left leg, if he doesn't lift up the left leg and stabilize the buttocks of the guy he's working on. Now, the guy on the floor is a big dude. And the guy working on him is a big dude. And these guys don't give a darn that it's two guys doing this. When was the last time a guy touched your thighs? He doesn't care. You know why? He's serious. I think that's a guy face down, don't you? Looks like a guy. I hope it's a guy. Can you see? He's pressing the buttocks down to leverage the leg as he pulls up so he can get to the groin. Bravo! You guys know what you're talking about. Go back to picture number 8. Go back to picture number 8. Up at the top, the pelvis, the origin of the muscle. So follow the muscle to the top where it inserts into the pelvic bone. That area there. Now memorize that in your head and go back to the two guys. That's why he's lifting the leg. When was the last time you stretched with that type of intention? Yeah, you. You have fibromyalgia. You have blood stasis. You've lived for 30 years with this. Yeah, you've been everywhere. When was the last time somebody focused your stretch into your tendon? They haven't. I know they haven't. This guy understands this. And this is what we have to do with all the muscles of the body, the structural muscles. Rectus femoris, hamstrings, the calves, the Achilles, behind the knee, into the groin, into the psoas, into the diaphragm, pec minor, rhomboid, scalenes, posterior cervicals. I just listed the structural muscles. What do I mean by the structural muscles? Not the cosmetic muscles that you pump up so you look good in a t-shirt. I'm talking the structural muscles. The structural muscles change you from that slumped, deranged specimen that you are, that sedentary specimen, into an athlete that has a gravity line that you can bank on when you need it. Pull those shoulders back. Lift that head. No! Don't pull your shoulders back. Don't lift your head. That's idiocy. If you have to pull your shoulders back and lift your head and force deliberately yourself into an alignment, you haven't learned a thing. I sound like I'm yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just watching you waste your money and go around in circles all the time. All the time. Okay, 95% of the time. You got to really wake up to this understanding. If you finish a yoga class, a Pilates class, a cardio bar class, if you're stretching out there by yourself, if you're stretching with your trainer, yeah, my trainer stretches me. If you're doing these things and it's not changing your alignment effortlessly, it's not working. Now, it's okay that it's not working. Things don't work immediately. I know of 30 years of fibromyalgia, you've put in a good 6 weeks, and it hasn't worked. Something must be wrong. Wake up, please. It takes you 20, 30, 40, 50 years of abuse, emotional, biochemical, traumatic, biomechanical, not biochemical, biomechanical, and biochemical, and psycho. It takes you 10, 20, 30, 40 years to slump up and look like picture number 5, the second or third picture. And you suffer terribly because of it. It's going to take you time. But unless you're stretching to the tendon, unless you're getting the alignment shift, it isn't working. And you got to give it time, and you got to understand, you've got to know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, find somebody that does. But you can use as a general indice of gain. In other words, if you're getting a return over time, and that is just to isolate into these muscles and get the alignment shift. Now, that's the picture 9, picture 10, picture 11, picture 12. Same muscle, quadriceps. Let's get to the adductors, another structural muscle. Look at picture 13, blow it up. If you're new to the show, this is Straight Talk on Health, straight as an arrow, trying to cut through all the facade of holistic medicine and getting to the guts of it. If holistic medicine had done this from its onset, it wouldn't still be up in the air 50, 60, 70 years later. It poo-poos around in the stratosphere instead of getting down to the brass tacks of what it takes to heal. And so the medical doctors, the allopaths, the conventional mechanisms, they just rip it apart. And I'm not saying anyone deserves that, but if you're not delivering the essential truths, then you're going to die in the marketplace. And that's why this stuff's not in the hospitals. That's why your in-laws don't believe in it. That's why your orthopedic surgeon doesn't believe in it. When you present to your orthopedic surgeon with fibromyalgia, they give you a naproxen or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. When you present with a 3 to 4 millimeter disc bulge, your orthopedic surgeon wants to do a surgery, and if not, send you to physical therapy, which is almost always useless. Physical therapists understand how to rehab post-surgical, and they're good at that. They don't understand how to prevent it. 1 in 500 understands anything about it. So you've got your two choices. You've got a superficial holistic approach, or you've got the surgeons. And collectively, this leaves you after 10 to 20 years of investing time, money, and energy in a hole. I've got a class tomorrow, by the way. We're going to finish up everything that I started last week. We had about 20-something people last week. We had five or six outstanding yogics come. We had the lay public. We had about 23 people. We hit it hard for 8 hours, trying to teach what the sex organs are about, especially the female sex organ, the clitoris. 4 inches long, not just the tip. And so on and so forth. Great class. I may be slanted, but great class. I'm doing another one tomorrow. Same topic. If you want to understand why it's not working for you, I'll give you a perspective. First, listen to my show from last week. 714-850-1007. I've got 2 spaces left for this class. Don't like to make them too big or too small. So we've got a couple of spaces. 714-850-1007. $125. It's a lot of money. 11 to 6. 125. Oh, my God. It's a fortune. If you attach to one concept, it can change your life. If you just attach. If you look at it like just more rhetoric, don't waste your money. But if you can attach to the fact that the woman's clitoris, from history on, the last 100 years of Western medical history, has just been a tiny little tip when it goes 4 inches deep, and you can get the functional manifestation of that into your life, it's worth millions. Just like this show. I know how many of you, for your musculoskeletal problems, have stretched, done Pilates, and you've written them off. It doesn't work for you. One, you never used as your indice of gain, as the azimut, as the Romanians call it, the essence, the effect that you have to play to of stretching has to be an alignment shift. If you're not getting a profound alignment shift, something's wrong. What's wrong? You haven't learned to isolate into the tendon. Isolate into what tendon? The tendons of the structural muscles, because the structural muscles are the ones, when they let go, you change your bony alignment. You turn from the old man to the young man. You turn from that hyperlordotic spine into the one that's balanced, and you decompress the joints in the low back. And you live and walk and move that way. And when you put those stupid high heels on, let alone those 9-inch clogs, you know, when those groups say it could be the end of the world, you know, I don't like to go there. Personally, I don't like to go there. It's the end of the world. Who wants to do that? But when I see women wear these 10-inch heels, you ever see those women? What is that? Drive by an In-N-Out Burger. Just sit there and watch the number of people that walk in on those dinosaur heels and walk out with burgers and fries at 20 years old. Burgers, fries, saturated, genetically engineered snot, fat, grease, slime on 10-inch heels with cell phones stuck to their head. Looks like the end of the world to me on a bad day. Nah, I'm just kidding. There's hope. There's hope. We're going to have another revolution. There's no two ways about it. We're getting there. This is a show on health. Excuse me. All right. The structural muscles, the adductors. Now look at that picture. There are two ends to that muscle. Two ends to that muscle. Stretch that out. Stretch it out. Picture 14. Again, sorry, I couldn't find a 95-year-old woman for this. Picture number 14. That's an adductor stretch, Baddha Konasana. May I say the yoga term. Put the soles of the feet together, push in, come forward. Stretch your adductors. There's one variation. There's another variation. Oh, this is terrible for most people. Of course, she's doing it wrong. You can't even find pictures of anyone doing anything right. The feet have to be dorsiflexed. You don't let your feet come forward like that. It completely destroys the stretch. Dorsiflexion, plantar flexion. She's in plantar flexion down by the ankle joint. That's the toes are pointing down. It's called plantar flexion. When you do this stretch, you don't plantar flex, you dorsiflex. You pull your feet up. And then you come forward. Can you get at least your hands down? Yeah, it's going to burn up in near the pubic bone. It's supposed to. That's a critical stretch. And you've got to take that stretch to where the muscle hits the bone, the tendon. And you've got to sit there. You've got to lie there. And your head shouldn't be up. Your head should be down. But, you know, she's taking a picture. She wants to show you she's smiling. If her head was down and she could hide it, she's probably screaming from pain. You have to take the stretch to the edge. The edge is when you're not smiling. If you're in the edge in a stretch, you are not smiling. But you shouldn't be screaming either. You shouldn't be avulsing your tendon. I have a picture here of an avulsion on a tendon. Somebody avulsed. In other words, they tore the tendon right off the bone. That's called an avulsion. Go to picture 37. Let's travel a little bit. We've got, I think, about 50 pictures on today or something. A lot of pictures. Pictures say 1,000 words. I can only cram so much into 60 minutes. There's an avulsion. Picture 37. An avulsion. If you overdo it, you're going to pull the tendon off the bone. Or you're not going to avulse it. I've known a few people to avulse it in stretches. But if you don't avulse it, you're going to strain it. You're going to hurt it. You're going to make it feel bad. You're going to overdo it. You know, if you watch people stretch, it's hilarious. They grit their teeth. They growl. They curse. They do all sorts of weird things. They don't enjoy it. If you say to somebody, stretch until your edge where you feel the tendon and it starts to feel good. And as it feels good and it softens, just push a little bit more. They look at you. They can't find it. You can't find it. You, sitting there right now listening to the show. You in Malaysia, you in India, you in China, you in New Zealand, you in Australia, you in Kuwait, you in Saudi Arabia, Romania, Germany, United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, Greece, France, Brazil, Colombia, Nicaragua, Peru, South America, Mexico, you, Canada, you in Costa Mesa. If you're not enjoying the stretch, you're wasting your time. You got to journey into your body to isolate and pull that tendon just enough to that it feels good, that it's releasing, but not so much that you're miserable. And then you've got to hold it. How long? Each body part, at least 5 minutes in at least 1 minute increments. And if you do it right, you get happy. You release endorphins. You release opiates. How could you be happy stretching into your painful places? How could you be happy? You've been sick for 30 years. How could you be happy because you're miserable? You don't admit it. You're not miserable. You're not negative. You just act miserable and negative and you can't see it. Is that you? If you're in pain and you're in chronic pain, somewhere underneath all that tension, you're miserable. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This is the show sometimes you don't like to hear. That's right. So you don't. You don't listen. You're already gone. But if you did stick around, if you get sincere enough through this, it can change you. And that's the point. Stretch to your edge. Your edge is where things happen. Your edge is not overdoing it, but your edge is not underdoing it. Maybe you can't find your edge. Maybe you can't identify it. Maybe you exceed your edge, or maybe you don't even approach your edge. There's the art of stretching. There's the art of yoga. Get to the edge in the adductor stretch. Now let's continue to another muscle. I'm going to speed it up a little bit so we at least do half the show. Picture 16, your hamstrings. There they are. Blink. Next. Picture number. Look, I didn't put a hamstring stretch. Bend over and stretch your hamstrings. Same concepts, they stay and apply. Picture 17 of your calves. Don't blow it up, just look at it. Picture 17, your calves. Look at picture 18. Blow that one up. Picture 18, standing there on the stairs. Yeah, I stand on the stairs and stretch. I do that stretch. I've seen that stretch. I know that stretch. When you do that stretch, or when you think you do that stretch, if you do not feel heat, heat, H-E-A-T, prana, chi, circulation, something's moving, pleasure, a change in alignment. There's Cheryl. Her name is Cheryl. Cheryl is stretching her left calf with her knee straight. Okay, Cheryl, tell me. Hi, Cheryl. I'm Dr. Medici. Cheryl, when you come out of that stretch, do you feel like your alignment shifted, like your weight is on your heels? You know what somebody told me yesterday? I want to tell you something. This is fascinating. I had a woman, and I was showing her that stretch yesterday, and she felt all this release in the Achilles tendon. Of course, she wasn't stretching like that. Cheryl's stretching wrong. That is a ridiculous posturization of the stretch. You can't do anything with that stretch. First of all, you're not holding anything, so most of you will fall. Secondly, your heel isn't down. Number three, I guarantee you she cannot stretch deeply enough because she's got nothing to bolster her leg. So the stretch is ludicrous, but that's as close as I could get. Yes, I am going to do videos someday when I have time. Okay? She ought to be with her heels down. She ought to be bent over a little bit. Don't try this at home on your own. Don't try this unless you're medically supervised, unless you get a written expressed form from your medical doctor. Don't move, don't breathe, don't talk, don't look to the left or right unless you're cleared by your physician. Three times. Notarized. Let's just pretend in a better world you were free to go out and stretch. If you did, you would put your heel down in the top of the foot and bend forward and stretch. And when you came out of that, if you were actually feeling a warmth in your leg, feeling a shift in your alignment, a woman did this yesterday, believe it or not. And you know what she said to me? She said, "Now I feel like a guy." Think about that. Now I feel like a guy. Is that fascinating? Because she shifted into her heels, because she lives on her toes. That's what women do. They get marginalized, desecrated, destroyed, suppressed. That's why you need to come to the class tomorrow. If you think it's happened in your heels, check out your clitoris. Most of you don't know where it is and how big it is and what its function really is. And the men are even more clueless. And no, you don't learn it in sex ed classes. See the show. Go to the website, get on, and look at the show from last week. Well, this woman stretches into her heels, and she says, "Now I feel like a guy." Unbelievable. The scam. The scam. The depth of the scam. What does this have to do with your fibromyalgia or your cancer or your heart disease or your Parkinson's or your Alzheimer's? What does it have to do? Everything. A beautiful woman can't stretch into her Achilles to get her heels to hit the floor because then she feels like a guy. Well, if I feel like a guy through a stretch, I'm serious. This happened to me. It happened yesterday. Beautiful, intelligent, educated, successful, and I feel like a guy when I stretch into my heel. Not you. I'm not talking to you. You're beyond this. Make no mistake about it. If you cannot find the tension where the muscle meets the bone and you've tried, underneath it is your psyche. Make no mistake about it. Pay somebody to lead you there. Go find somebody to get there, because you will never get out of your fibromyalgia. Okay, enough with Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you. Let's go to the psoas. Picture number 22, the psoas. Rule number one, if you want to get to the psoas, for all the reasons you must get to the psoas, to shift your alignment, for all the reasons you must shift your alignment, cosmetic, yes, that's the only reason, no. If you want to get to your psoas, you have to get to your quadriceps first, your rectus femoris. The rectus femoris is the gateway to the psoas. The body is layered. L-A-Y-E-R-E-D, layered. The body's layered. The belly of the muscle, the superficial muscle, the deeper muscles where the muscle meets the bone. Finally, if you can get to some muscles, you can get to the deeper muscles. The big muscle is the psoas. That's picture 22. Now, look at picture 24. You've seen this one before. If you're new to the show, Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the muck and you need some guidance, give us a call, make an appointment, pay the fee. Oh, my God, it's not free. This is terrible. Things are supposed to be free. No, your insurance doesn't pay for it. Gold coins pay for it. Gold. Not dollar bills, gold. Because that means something. It means something. Don't get me started. Got to get the dollar back on the gold standard, right? Yeah, I perked a few ears up. Otherwise, it's monopoly money. It's even worse when insurance pays. It's your inalienable right as an American to pay for what you get. Pay for what you get and spend good money to get good counsel. Get value on your dollar. You want value? Pay for it. People that have something to offer, charge. People that want to give it away have compromised. That's very undemocratic, isn't it? Terribly undemocratic. This country was built on people who wanted to give it away for free, right? Our founding fathers who shed blood, they were giving it away. No, they weren't. The Puritan ethic doesn't give it away. Pay for good counsel. And good counsel tells you, get to know your psoas muscle. Now look at the muscle on the right and look at the muscle on the left. The muscle on the right is the psoas as it's lengthened. The muscle on the left is the psoas as it's shortened. If it shortens, your rib cage comes down. If it shortens, you get hyperlordotic. If it shortens, the weight will not travel from the tip of your head down into your heels at the right angles, and you will break down your body. You will destroy yourself. Your fibromyalgia is part of that. In short, go to picture 33. Picture 33, do you look like the person on the left, or do you look like the person on the right? This is the last show I'm doing on this. I'm never doing this topic again. This is the person on the left that you are. You have fibromyalgia. You are the person on the left. You're supposed to be the person on the right. That has everything to do with the psoas muscle. You will not get into the psoas muscle unless you lengthen through the rectus femoris. You will not get there. That means you have to know how to do it. If you're failing, it's because you don't know how to do it. Let's go to picture number 23. There's someone that's trying. Picture 23, that's not a person. It's a skeleton with some litter, some pictures on it. A painting. Do you see where that arrow is? That's the tendon of the psoas. That arrow is the tendon of the psoas. That person's trying to stretch into the tendons. Yeah, there's other ways to get to the psoas. I didn't put them on. You look them up. The point is, you have to get to where that arrow is. If you're not feeling the stretch up in your groin, where the crease of the leg is, up near the pelvis, put your hands there right now, the groin. Put your hands there. No, I didn't say the side, the back, the groin. Lift your leg. It should be closing on your hand, the groin. You have to be able to stretch into that spot. That's the tendon of the psoas. Now look what happens. Look at picture 21. Picture 21. Normal spine, hyperlordotic spine. You have fibromyalgia. You have low back pain. You have whatever you've got down there. Ovarian cysts, bad periods, constipation, diverticulitis, colon cancer, hernias. If that psoas is not stretching where I just showed you, you become the other spine. Or you become a straight back. Go all the way up, journey. All the way up. Journey all the way up to the top now. Back to the top or towards the top. Oh, I made a boo-boo. Journey to the bottom. Go to the bottom. Picture number 35. 35. Go to the bottom. Proper alignment, picture 35. There's you on the left on wedding day. Look at the third one to the right. Third one to the right. That's not a sway back, that's a straight back. The second one is a sway back. The third one is a straight back. Guess what? Straight back, sway back, crooked back, scoliotic back, twisted back. It doesn't matter what back you are. You have to learn to stretch into the tendon of that muscle to the point where that muscle isolates and releases. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to get into the piriformis. Look at 25, 26, 27, 28. There's another structural muscle. Look at picture 31. Picture number 31. Oh, look at that. It's a moving picture. Picture 31. Don't do that. Don't do that unless you have three notarized copies from your physician at Kaiser that this is okay for you to do. Don't do this stretch. I'm just showing you, in a sense, his thoracic spine. What a great little picture there. Bravo. This guy knows his stuff, man. This dude knows his stuff. I don't know. The men have the lead on the stretch thing today. That sports trainer and this guy, they know their stuff. You see the way his thoracic spine, as his arms touch the floor? You see how that thoracic spine stretches? Suppose you just open up and stay in that pose. Don't come up because you'll hurt yourself. Just stay in that pose. That stretch is worth millions. Rectus femoris, adductors, hamstrings, calves, psoas muscle, tendon of the psoas muscle, thoracic spine on that cylinder. If that's too much, do your thoracic spine on picture 32, the infamous health bridge. Oh, yeah, you know that. You do that. You've got a health bridge. Yes, you do. If you do, you better be changing your posture. It's got to create pleasure. You should have a weight shift when you come off it. You should be able to do it without hurting yourself. Go back to picture 31 and just imagine that that's you. At least 8 out of 10 people, when they get on something like that, they can't bend. Their hands are up in the air. Hey, Joe, how long have you been doing Pilates? 5 years. Yeah, good. And your hands are still up in the air. What have you been doing? The best. I only pay for the best. But your hands are up in the air. If you can't bend on that thing and easily touch the floor, you're not going to move yourself out of pain. And until you get there, you're not going to move yourself out of pain. And if you're there and you're not getting pleasure, you're not going to move yourself out of pain. And if you're there and you stand up and you don't feel your rib cage shift, that stretch shifts your rib cage. Okay, go to picture 24. We're really moving and grooving. Picture 24 here. Look at the left and look at the right. Look at the left and look at the right. The stretch of that guy on the cylinder should permanently shift your rib cage from left to right. If it's not doing that and you're doing those types of stretches from health bridges to cylinders, you're not getting the result, which is okay. It may take you 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, a year. But if you've been going at it and you're not getting boo on it, you're doing it wrong. You need help, and you're not getting it. 714-850-1007 if you want it. I don't know, maybe we'll do something on this. Picture 27 and 28. No, 29 and 20 and 30. 29 and 30. That's a sit-up for the lower abs you can take to the bank. Number 30. There's a sit-up you can take to the bank. Start there and just drop down an inch and come up and come down an inch and come up and come down an inch and come up. These are great for your lower abs. Notice nobody's holding your feet. Notice he's bending. This is picture 30. Notice he's bending his legs. Notice he's taking care to put a lumbar curve in there. That dude knows what he's doing. The men definitely are blowing out the women today. Cheryl, you didn't cut it. This woman with the sit-up, not that impressive. This guy gets it. If you're doing that, you're counterbalancing the psoas. The psoas wants to get spastic and mess your back up. If the lower ab is strong and you're doing that one, you're countering the psoas. You're toning the antagonistic muscle to keep the other muscle, meaning the psoas, lengthened. So there's two ways to keep a muscle lengthened. One is to tone its antagonist. The other one is to lengthen the muscle. That's true of all muscles. Bicep, tricep, flexors, extensors, quadriceps, hamstrings, psoas, gluteal muscles, psoas, lower abs. All the muscles in the front are counted by the muscles in your back. The muscles in your back are counted by the muscles in your front. This is part of what controls your alignment. Generally, you need less tone and more flexibility. Generally. Handful for you guys today. Handful. Handful of concepts. You have a headache, I know. Too much. Tough. Listen to the show again and again and again and again. Do that. Don't scan. Everybody scans. Everybody wants something new. That's our way. New. Give it 10 seconds new. 10 seconds new. 10 seconds new. Don't stare at something for 30 seconds. Stare at 10 things each for 3 seconds. That's stupid. That's how we educate today, and that is why we will lose. And I'm sorry, the internet, Google, YouTube, they all make us spin. It's the downside to the beauty of it. There's a beauty in it, and there is treachery in it. And intelligent, educated people minimize the damage and maximize the gain. And the way you gain is focus. So focus on the concept here. Now, I'm going to shift in the remaining time. Let's say you were doing it right. Let's say you were doing it right. You got the stretch and strengthen thing right. You've got bad joints. You've got disease. Blood viscosity. Picture 39, blood viscosity. There's Anton Paar. He's into blood viscosity. That's blood stasis. Look at picture 40. Anton Paar, a learning course, an e-learning course on the basics of viscometry. Look at picture number 41. This is something I'll be purchasing soon. A viscometer measures the stasis in the blood. Scientists do this. Hematologists do this. It's way more than prothrombin time. Blood viscosity. If your blood is too thick, you will never get stretched. Ladies, estrogenic ladies, ladies that ate a lot of dog food growing up, garbage food, In-N-Out burgers, ladies that did drugs, ladies and gentlemen holding emotions, people who are all scarred up, Your blood gets too thick, it gets too inflamed, and when you stretch, you miss the boat. Even if you knew how to stretch, which often you don't, the blood is still too thick. You have to decongest the blood to help you get to the joint, if you even knew how to stretch. This is all good news. I know you're smiling because you're learning. You're learning, you're expanding, you're being enlightened, your pineal glands are starting to shine, and you're crying with joy because something important to you is being illuminated, right? Or you're having anxiety because you're realizing how much you don't know. Who's going to help you? This is too complicated. That is why you fail. It's why you stay sick. You approach everything in life this way. Now, if you can thin out the blood and you can stretch the tendons, then you have to deal with the adhesions. What adhesions? Later on, after the show, go back onto the show. If you're listening on radio, get to the website. Pay nothing for 180 shows. Pay next to nothing. For a while, I'll even still keep it at $24.95. Get a subscription and look at the adhesions and what they look like. If you're trying to stretch, if you're cleaning your blood, if you're still not getting it, you've got adhesions that have to get cross-fibered out. Stretch it correctly. Decongest the blood correctly. Cross-fiber out the adhesions correctly. Feel your opiates. Feel your alignment. Feel the chi correctly. You will come out of pain. I guarantee you this. And then the fun starts, because then you get to the dural tissue. Picture number 42, picture 43, picture 44, picture 45, the dural tissue starts to unwind. Picture 46, the ventricular system begins to open up. Picture 47, the pineal gland starts to transilluminate. Picture 48, you start shining inside your brain. You want to see Jesus? Christians who pray for that experience. That experience is also in your body. And when that pineal gland lights up, a halo will appear around your head. And that is why you stretch. Getting rid of your pain, that's just for openers. God bless you. In Christ we live. See you next week. Two people for the class, 714-850-1007. Next week, knock it out of the park.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.